Mark chapter number 10. We'll just start in verse 46. Make it to the end of the chapter this morning. The Bible says, "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. God, thank you, as that song just said, how far you would go for us. And God, as we look at this passage, we see that you'd be willing to just stop your schedule and reach another soul. God, you did that with me, and I'm thankful. God, I pray if someone here today doesn't know you, that today would be the day that they choose to follow you, that they would cast their sin aside and make you their Savior. Lord, as Christians, help us to follow hard after you. Lord, we need you, we love you, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, in town there in Brockport, we call it Goodwill, but it's, I think the long name is ABVI, and it's an association to help blind and visually impaired people. There's services. If you drive over by Highland Hospital, it warns you. It says, warning, visually impaired or blind people in the area. So if you see someone wandering out into the street, stop, all right? There's a chance. There's services for those difficulties. We have special schools, and even teachers are trained of how to deal with that. There's a whole reading system. Imagine not being able to read the Word of God. But they have a reading system. I remember years ago we got a gentleman that was coming here. I think it was like a 6-volume set of the Word of God in really big letters. Grandma Hartman's got the 2-volume set, right? Three volume? Okay. But if you can't see it all, that doesn't do you any good. You can make the letters the size of the Hollywood sign. It wouldn't make a difference. You're not seeing it. But there's a whole reading system of Braille. And we live in a blessed time. Even with difficulties, you can make way. Well, it wasn't like that 2,000 years ago. Here we have a guy sitting there, and verse 46, it tells us by name, there he is. And what can he do? He can't go out and get a job. He can't do anything. Every single day, he sits on the highway and just begs for his next morsel of food, maybe a little bit of money to go get something. We've seen this, right? You pull up to an intersection, and there's a guy, and man, I don't know about you, there was a time in my life, Lord forgive me, I look at that and I go, man, I don't know what bad decision you made, but I hope I never make that decision. Now I see people holding those signs and it just breaks my heart. Signs that say anything will help. Man, I don't know what goes on inside of your heart and mind, but that's what was going on here. Some blind guy sitting there, and he's got a cup. Maybe you've seen it, or something of the sort. Maybe a plate, a bowl, something of that sort. Maybe just asking for a morsel of food. The Bible says in verse 46, came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, speaking of Christ, it makes this distinction. And a great number of people. And then it goes on to name one. Hey, there's a bunch of people here this morning, praise the Lord. There's a lot of people in town, praise the Lord. But God noticed one. Not often in the scriptures are we given specific names of people. Rarely are we given the names of those who Christ touches. But here we're told, in the great number of people, blind Bartimaeus. See, here's what the world would love to convince each and every one of us of. You don't matter. Nobody cares. Nobody, Just do what is best for you. Nobody's looking out for you. And here we would see a circumstance maybe similar to that. There's a man sitting on the highway side and a great multitude of people. But God notices one. Blind Bartimaeus. Hey, didn't he do that with you? This whole world is just, I'm just telling you, whether you live up north or down south, it's just busy. We spent 2 weeks in Africa. It was still busy over there. You go on that highway, anybody, Blake, you were with me. Remember that intersection, semis backed up forever because they have a main intersection with no light, no nothing. Just busy. No matter where you go to Alaska to Africa, it's busy. There, it's no difference. Just the highways going by, people going by. And we think like, oh, we're just nobody. No, you're something special to the Lord. I don't know what Bartimaeus will go on to do. Nowhere else in Scriptures is his name mentioned. We don't see any more. We don't get the rest of the story. But he's mentioned here. Would he go on to do great things? I don't know, but God valued the one. And so it was with you and I. Man, in the sea of busyness and people, do you know he knows about you? Do you know he knows that you have needs? He knows every need. He knows every care. He knows every burden. He knows every difficulty that you have. And he knows you by name. You have value. In Matthew chapter number 10, it says this. I'll read it to you. Matthew chapter number 10 and verse 29, if you want to turn there. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. And then it says this phrase, fear ye not therefore, ye are of more value than the many sparrows. Outside of my bedroom window, we have two bird feeders. We have a bird feeder, Keith, that they like. And then we have a bird feeder that they don't like. But as history proves itself in our kitchen, to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. If I let the bird feeder that they like go empty, all of a sudden they can make do with the other finch feeder. So now this morning we had finches, little golden finches, little husband and wife team. They were cute. They were holding hands. And there they were eating, right, the bright yellow and the little dulled yellow and golden finches. And I looked at that and I was thinking about this verse today. God, you know about them. You've met their needs, yes, through us, but still. Many of birds have survived long before I was ever on the earth. And if he takes notice of a sparrow, you know he knows Bartimaeus. You know he knows Emily. You know he knows Grandpa Hayden. You know if he can keep track of the little birds in the sea of people, you're something special. You know that, right? You do have value. What is one among so many? I'll tell you, important. And here he sat begging every day. That's a humbling day, wouldn't you say? Hey, there's a great sense of accomplishment to be able to go out, Seth, and here's the project, and maybe it takes a week, maybe it takes 2 weeks, but at the end, the customer is happy. You took something and you built it. I'm standing on one of those very things, Seth, a couple years ago. This was just carpet here, and he built this, and I said, I would like to help, and he said, it would probably be better if you didn't. And I said, all right, that's fine. And at the end, you look at that and go, wow, that turned out nice. There's a sense of accomplishment with that. Imagine never having that. Hey, Bartimaeus, what are you doing today? Same thing I did yesterday. I'm going to go, and someone's going to have to take me to the highway side, and there I'm going to sit hungry and beg for somebody to show a little bit of compassion. That was his life. So that's a miserable life. That was his life. And then Jesus. The name of Jesus preceded him in verse 47 and 48. It says, and when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Yeah, what went by? The opportunity for healing was coming by. All of a sudden, see, Bartimaeus can't see nothing. He can't see anything. But all of a sudden, the street sounded a little bit different that day. He sat there every day, but that day, it sounded a little bit different. All of a sudden, the King of Kings was walking down the highway. The great Comforter, the Prince of Peace, the Savior of the world was walking by. You know what? That brought a whole new sound. Bartimaeus is hitting the guy next to him. Maybe he's deaf, mute, I don't know what's in, lame with his legs. The person that brought him, maybe he pulls at his garment and says, hey, what's going on? Things just sound different. He said, well, Jesus is coming by. This was Bartimaeus' chance. Jesus was coming by, so Bartimaeus just unloads. Say, what do you mean? He just starts shouting. I don't want to tell on any of our children, but there's a child in our house that he just likes being put to bed. And he gets himself to bed, but if we're delayed a little bit, or sometimes, I ever tell your child to go to bed and then forget that you told them, and then, well, that's great. I understand. I know. No, we will not get Parent of the Year. I get it. But all of a sudden, there we are, approximately four rooms away. Dad! Come pray with me! Yes? Unfortunately, more times than just shouting out from the corner of the house. There's blind Bartimaeus. Sitting on the highway side. Hey, what's happening? I don't know. Some guy, Jesus of Nazareth, he's walking, he's coming by. There's a whole bunch of people with him. Did you say Jesus of Nazareth? Yeah, Jesus of Nazareth. Do you know him? Oh, I've heard about him. Oh, yeah? And out of nowhere, this guy starts screaming. Ever been around someone that starts screaming? I don't like it. Kids in the car, whatever. I'm even at sporting events. Hey, man, I understand, but you don't have to yell like that. We all know you like the team. But here, blind Bartimaeus. Jesus! Thou son of David, have mercy on me. See, was he obnoxious? He was obnoxious. So how do you know? Let's read verse 48. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. Yo, Bartimaeus, would you just be quiet? You're ruining the moment. Bartimaeus, quiet. Hold your peace. Bartimaeus, you see what it says? Bartimaeus kicks it up a notch. But he cried the more a great deal. Hey, this was his chance. You know what? Man, wouldn't it be great if we got a hold of that? That would be our heart. That when Jesus comes by our way, we're just all about it, just shouting for him. And just, hey. And there's going to be those that are trying to quiet you down. Hey, we just don't do that here. Oh, no? That's what he did. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, the son of David. Hey, Jesus wasn't born from David. His earthly father, if you will, would be Joseph and Mary. Hey, for him to call out, "Thou son of David," had some knowledge, had some acknowledgement of who this guy was. This is the Messiah. Look at Psalm 46. Hold your hand in Mark 10. Look at Psalm 46. And wouldn't it be great if Jesus stirred that emotion in our heart? Well, I'm just not an emotional person. This isn't, but get excited about the things of God. Psalm 46 and verse 1, God is our refuge and strength. Look what he is, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waves thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. Hey, God's our help. Say, how's he our help? Look at what he can do. Hey, Bartimaeus, hey, what's going on past here? Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus! Hey, me! Ever go to the ball game and all of a sudden they come out with the t-shirt cannon? You come undone. It's a shirt probably three sizes too small or large. It's a team that you don't even know. I'm not even going to wear this, but there you are. Right? That's what you do. Anything free, we'll take it. That's what Bartimaeus is doing. Why? Because he needed help. He needed help. Verse 49. Mark 10:49 says, and Jesus stood still. Christ stopped. Could you imagine the scene? Can you imagine what was going on that day? All the multitudes, everyone trying to touch him and get to him, and Bartimaeus is screaming, people are trying to quiet him down, put. Yo, Bartimaeus, hold your peace, man. Stop making a scene. You're embarrassing us. And there he is shouting out to Jesus, and Jesus stops. Man, how about when Jesus stopped by your way that day? Came right to your house. Maybe it was with the gospel tract. Maybe it was with a pastor or preacher. Maybe it was a neighbor friend or somebody. But all of a sudden, Jesus showed up at your place. Just stop by for a little while. Man. Talk about a personal touch. Look at this. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. He called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise. He calleth thee. And out of all the multitude, out of all the people, he calls out, hey, Bartimaeus, bring Bartimaeus to me. You know, again, remember, Bartimaeus can't get to Jesus by himself. Say, why not? He can't see him. Someone's got to bring Bartimaeus to Jesus. Where's your Bartimaeus? Who are you bringing to Jesus? I can't heal anybody. I can't fix any sin problem. I can't do any of that. But let me bring you to somebody who can. That's what we need. We need some people bringing Bartimaeus to Jesus. Personal touch. Called him right to himself. Out of the whole midst of all the people, calls him out. Matthew chapter number 11. Look at some of these verses. Very similar. Matthew chapter number 11 and verse 28. How many of you like problems? Anybody like problems? Hey, I hope tomorrow at work it is just a complete train wreck. I hope it's just disaster. Oh, my computer doesn't work. I hope the guy that has a deadline due tomorrow calls in sick. Oh, yeah. No, we don't like problems. And you know what Jesus said? Come here, problem. No, I got to get my whole life together before I get to Jesus. Oh, no. Jesus is the only one that can sort out your life. This is what he says in Matthew chapter number 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hey, bring the blind folk to me, he says. I'll give you sight. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. We think we got to get everything together. Oh, I got to get all cleaned up before I come to Jesus. No, you need to come blind, needing his help. Luke chapter number 14. Luke chapter number 14. Look at verse number 12. Then said he also to him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, look what he says. He says, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind. Hey, call those that actually need the Lord Jesus Christ. I love Sunday mornings. I have a little cup of coffee here, print all my stuff. I love when I get victory over technology, when it does what it's supposed to do. Oh, what a relief. Get there, we spend some time in prayer before service, always a sweet time. And then at about 9:30, I make my way close to the door at a little intersection, and here comes the family, one by one. Blind, lame, brokenhearted, and go, oh, close the door. No way. Yeah. Open those things double wide. Get them in as many as you can. Why? Because Jesus is the answer to that. Hey, we got a feast. Leave the rich neighbors. Leave all those that don't care anything about the things of the Lord. Hey, let's bring those that have some needs. Man. Mark chapter number 10. First, we saw one among so many. We saw the cry of the blind, the notice of the Savior. Remember when Jesus all of a sudden became real to you? It wasn't just a name that you talked about in Sunday school, but now he's your Savior. In Mark chapter number 10 and verse 50, just a couple more verses, a few more verses. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. For a poor man, he would have one coat to his name. This would act as a daily covering, but also nightly protection from the elements. For a homeless beggar, this is his sense of security. I had some time to spend some time in the city, and I'm just serving the Lord and doing things there. And you'll come across people that have no home. They'll have a little cart. Shopping cart with all their possessions in it. Man, that's special to them. That's all they got. And you know what? This blind, poor man sitting by the highway just begging had pretty much one thing to his name, and that was his coat. And the Bible says he cast away his garment and rose. He shed his personal securities to come to Christ. So I'm going to ask you here today, what are you holding on to? What are you holding on to? Even in the midst of being blind, he was holding on to stuff. And all of our mess and all of our difficulties with us and the Lord. And is there anything that you're holding back? God, you can have everything except for this one thing. Those that would come to Jesus must cast away their garments of their own self-sufficiency. Must free themselves of every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And sure enough, look at what he finds. In verse 51, and Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? That's a blank check. That's the genie in the bottle. That's what would you ask? If you got a chance, now, again, I just try and put myself in the scenario and what it looked like that day. I think things are quiet right now. There was a multitude of people, but the multitude of people, the great number of people were there because Jesus was there. And as he's standing by the highway side, and now it's Jesus talking to Bartimaeus, who can't even look at him eye to eye. And they're listening to this interaction between the two. Bartimaeus, what can I do for you? He heard the audible voice of God. Blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. What would you have asked for? Like, why that? You say, well, that's a big problem, don't you think? Yeah, I know, but if you're talking to the one that owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, that has all power of all knowledge, you acknowledge who it is. Like, why that? I'll tell you why that. Because there are certain things that blind people cannot do. Say, like what? See, right? Obvious. So why does that pose such a situation, or why are we bringing to light that obvious case? Because what he does with his sight is so important. As we read verse 52, the last verse of the day, maybe. No, well, second to last verse of the day. Look at what he does. It tells us why he asked for this. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Sent him away. He said, all right, you can see. Imagine, first thing you ever get to see, the face of Jesus. I don't know how it worked. I don't know if he could see light and dark, and all of a sudden things start coming into focus. Remember your VCR? What was that setting? Tracking. You know what it should say? Lies. No matter what you did, it was always, anyway. And there he is, and he's, all of a sudden, the tracking gets adjusted. And he's looking in the eyes of Jesus, and Jesus says, go thy way. And immediately, he received his sight. Can you look at the last phrase of this verse? Bartimaeus, out of all the things that you could ask for, why just your sight? Because a blind man can't do something. Can't follow Jesus. Blind man can't follow anybody. Why? Because he can't see. In our life, our sin is the thing that blinds us. So I want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you got to get rid of your sin. If I asked you today, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, and I say, all right, what would you like today? Well, I'd like $1 million. No. How about the veils of sin be removed from your eyes that you could follow the Lord Jesus Christ? First thing Bartimaeus saw was Christ, and he chose to follow him. Again, may I remind you, one thing a blind man can't do is follow. In Matthew chapter 15 and verse 14, it says this, let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into a ditch. Not only can a blind person not follow, but a blind person can't lead. But now Bartimaeus can do both. He can follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And he can lead somebody else to Christ. That's our story. Bartimaeus is your story. You too were sitting by the way, and Jesus came and stopped by your way one day. Stood still right before you. Oh, maybe it wasn't actually Jesus, but it was the gospel. And you, in the humility of your heart, asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior. And Jesus says, go. Go thy way. What are you going to do with that? Well, I'm going to go my way. How about, instead of going your way, you choose to follow the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. See, you couldn't do that before. And you know what? You couldn't lead anybody to Christ before. So I'm going to ask you, as much as Bartimaeus is each of our story, at the same time, we take the other role too. Who are we bringing to Jesus? Our theme for this year is to do good and communicate, to forget not to do those things. So oftentimes we are satisfied with being healed and going our way. That was never Jesus' intention. Yes, he lifted the veil of sin from our eyes, exposed us to who we are, and allowed us to serve him. Now he wants us to follow him and at the same time help others come to him. Are you doing that? Let's all stand this morning. Maybe you were just going along with life, sitting there thinking everything, and then Jesus stopped by your way and healed you, forgave you. Can I ask you, what are you doing with that? What are you doing with that? If the veil has been removed from your eyes, are you following the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, I'm going to do my own thing. Hey, your own thing didn't get you anywhere. Are you helping others come to the Lord Jesus Christ? In a moment, the music's going to play. And if the Lord touched your heart today, reminded you of how important it is to just not go thy way, but to follow Jesus, maybe this morning you want to come to the altar and just remind the Lord, Lord, I want to follow you. You gave me sight. And with that, I want to follow you. Wouldn't have been a shame if Bartimaeus received sight and then chose not to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what? I am going to go do my own thing for a while. What a waste of time. How about you follow the Lord? How about you help others come to Christ? Heavenly Father, I ask that you bless this time of invitation now. If you touch your heart, Lord, I pray that we would speak to you about these things. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. As the music plays, would you consider the message here this morning?